Charlie, is that you? Are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure enough, sir.
Yes, I have a question, a couple of questions. The first one's about shingles, and once you've had them, how long should you wait until you get a vaccination form? Can you get them again? Shouldn't you wait for getting any kind of other vaccinations also?
Okay, well, yeah, one can get shingles more than once, unfortunately. You probably know that the shingles is just the expression of a common childhood virus that's been hanging out in our stomachs ever since we had that particular virus, which happens to be the measles virus. It's herpes zoster, excuse me. Okay, so what can we do? Well, one thing we can realize is if we've had a virus hanging out in our stomachs for most of our lifetime, we frequently have a little bit of stomach malfunction, and what I mean by that is just what I was telling the last lady about that happens very frequently when we get over 80, namely the stomach acid pepsin isn't being secreted as well as it was before. Things aren't digesting as well as they might, and so forth. Now, what can we do to try to keep those shingles from recurring? A funny thing, but it's the same thing as something that works in treatment. There was some research on vitamin B12 being given with something called adenosine monophosphate, but I'm going to focus on the vitamin B12 for post-herpetic neuralgia, the pain after herpes, and for helping to make herpes go away in the first place. Now, I'm not sure how that works, but we do know that vitamin B12 is only secreted by a normal stomach lining, and if we happen to have had the herpes zoster hanging out in our stomachs ever since we had it when we were a kid, we got to get back to the stomach lining. The stomach lining not only makes hydrochloric acid and pepsin, but it also makes a molecule that, just by nature's design and creation's design, is totally necessary to grab onto vitamin B12. Otherwise, the vitamin B12 can't be absorbed into the body. So it seems that herpes zoster, shingles breaking out, just might be a manifestation of, well, you know, I didn't have enough B12 around to stop it, and that's why the B12 helps to take it away. So anyway, the shot I usually recommend to people who've had the shingles is, hey, you better get on B12 shots regularly unless you know your stomach is functioning normally, and there is a test for that, a very precise test for that that we do at Tama Clinic. But did anybody ever get hurt with a B12 shot? Well, the needle hurts a little. But one of the better ways to kill yourself with B12 is to fill the bathtub with liquid B12 and drown in it. And other than that, nobody has actually had any reported deaths or even adverse effects from B12. So will swallowing it help? Nope. Because if that stomach lining isn't working right, it's not going to be absorbed. So that's kind of why I don't usually recommend the vaccine much at all, because there's other ways of keeping this thing away that I just mentioned.
I see. And so, no, she takes that Metrobrazole, that Prilosec, every day.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. She takes all these vitamins, and I'm going, you know, none of that's really working, because I know that it's kind of like wasting your time. You know?
It's almost that, sir. There's a few things that are going to get in, but the vast majority aren't going to get in as well as they could. Now, why is she taking Omeprazole and Prilosec? And before you get to answering me, I'm going to mention a book that Dr. Lane Leonard and I wrote, and it was published in 2001, and the thing still sells so many copies. It's still in print. It's called Why Stomach Acid is Good for You. And one of the things it explains is that heartburn, if that's why she's taking it, is actually caused in most cases by too little stomach acid, because the valve that separates the esophagus from the stomach was research proven in the 1980s to close when there's sufficient acid in the stomach. That low pH that sufficient stomach acid should bring shuts that valve so it can't get back up and make heartburn. I can't tell you how many people have told me, oh my goodness, I took apple cider vinegar with meals, or I took hydrochloric acid pepsin with meals, and I quit having heartburn. And that's taking more acid, and I thought it was too much acid until I read your book.
I see. So she's okay to take a flu shot, you know, what, 2 months after she's had her bout with the shingles?
If she's going to take the flu shot, yes, then I'd say okay at 2 months, yes.
Okay.
But here's another thing you can remember, sir, please, and that is whenever she takes any shot of anything that doesn't by nature belong in the body, it always should be preceded by extra vitamin C for a day or two, and then for about a week after. Remember, any time we give an animal that can make its own vitamin C in its liver, and us humans or mutants, we can't. Anytime we do that to the animal's production of vitamin C goes up in a spike, and then it comes down gradually. And we should copy that because it helps us to mitigate the bad effects, if there are going to be any, of any shot of anything.
Vitamin C. So the other question I had was, this might sound different, but I got prescribed a couple of pills. And what happened was I took a couple of these pills and went to sleep. And then all of a sudden I wake up the next day. Have you ever heard of a pill that's prescribed through the pharmacist, maybe having 10 times the effect? Because what happened was I woke up the next day and I couldn't even put sentences together. And I'm still having a little bit there, and I know darn well that's what it was the pill. And I read up on it, and I'm questioning, you know, because you can't really go out and say, hey, I want to check the rest of these pills. Nobody's going to do that for you. And a pharmacist is going to turn around and say, okay, this was made in China, and one dose got more than the other. Or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I quit taking these pills, you know. But,
sounds reasonable.
Yeah, have you ever heard of something like that, that one pill might have a little more the dose than it's supposed to have?
Yes, sir. You're quite right. Depending on where things are manufactured, they can not only have more or less of a dose, but they can actually have stuff in them that they don't report to you. So, and sorry, that happens not only with pharmaceuticals, but it does happen with the supplements too. So one has to check with their physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about which brands usually don't cause any problems and which brands are a little suspicious, that sort of thing. So you are right, that could have happened, but let's get back to what you can do about it, and that is remember, whenever an animal's body is trying to detoxify, it makes a whole bunch of vitamin C until it's neutralized. And look, at one time I had food poisoning. Oh, I was throwing up and doing all the things you do with food poisoning, and very fortunately, my wife drove me to the clinic. We put up a big old bottle of vitamin C, 50 grams, and infused it. And you know, my food poisoning symptoms were totally gone and under control within an hour. Now, I'm not asking you to go get an IV, but I'm saying at least swallow the stuff until you feel that the bad effects are gone. Swallow it to the what's called bowel tolerance. It's nature's detoxifier for every animal but humans and apes and guinea pigs.
Now, you know, you start out your show, very interesting topic. You know, just like a couple of months ago, you had about a person turned around and actually cured some cancer years ago with a stomach acid. Now, there's a question I have that maybe you could show up next week or something about, does it seem to you that there's more and more prostate cancer and cancers, and kind of like... is it something we're being fed, you think, or is it, you know what I mean? You could probably go into this more like the next week or something like that, but it seems to me like it's just prevalent. I mean, it's just like everybody has this, and everybody has this cancer. And it's like, is it the way our food's being fed to us? Something going on.
Well, thanks for the suggestion, sir, and I best get here to the other people who've been waiting, but I really appreciate your call and your suggestion and your questions. Thank you.